Sivoy Miklahuk flew just over 230 miles across the Bering Strait from Nome, Alaska to Providenia, Russia in late August. He's now in the small village called New Chaplino. His trip was following up with some Russian relatives after they visited his home on St. Lawrence Island in Savunga back in May.
He's just visiting his friends and relatives over there. This is what he wanted. He wanted to go over there for that experience.
That's Savoy's older sister, Carol. She says that experience is a shared language and culture that goes back thousands of years. It's only in the last few decades that travel has become problematic. Political tensions make crossing the border, just a couple hundred meager miles, no easy task. Since 1989, Alaska Natives and Chukotkins have used a unique visa-free travel program to visit family on both sides of the strait. But even without visas, that travel takes a lot of work.
In order for just one passenger to fly on one of our charters, there's lots of planning.
Nina Weidman runs the Russian travel desk for Bering Air, the only carrier in western Alaska with the clearance to make the flights across the international dateline to Russia. And there are no regular trips to Russia either. Every flight is a chartered plane and can take up to 3 weeks to prepare.
You have to have a Russian visa, a Chukotka border pass, and a Russian invitation from your Russian host.
Even though Sivoy and other Alaska Native travelers don't need that visa, it's mostly a requirement for other tourists passing through Nome, there's still a lot of paperwork to cross the border. Pilot Ryan Wohler flies the charters to Russia.
I don't even think they use fax. It's usually telex, and you have to get permission from Moscow, and somebody in Vladivostok has to sign off on it, and Petropavlovsk, and the military, and the customs, and border guard. Each one of these different agencies all have to be part of the permission process, and it's a big deal.
It all adds up to a 90-day window. Sivoy's been there since August, and even worse, the plane he was planning to fly on to get home was canceled. And short of booking his own charter, he's unlikely to find another flight anytime soon.
Basically, this time of year, we literally have no scheduled charters until next summer.
Sivoy's sister Carol says his time is running out. And with limited internet and phone service in Russia, he doesn't have many options to reach out. Now he has to leave by mid-November.
There was a flight that was supposed to come beginning of this month that was supposed to bring him back. He needs to pay for his own charter now.
But charters are expensive, really expensive.
From Nome to Providenia, it's $5,450 one way, and it seats 6 passengers. We need air navigation permissions. We need our landing permissions, all of those things. They charge us for all of that stuff, Russian customs for landing, the fuel that we have to buy over there. We get charged for all of it.
Friends and family are doing what they can back on St. Lawrence Island to help, bake sales and small donations. And one friend from the island even started a donation page on the popular crowdfunding website GoFundMe, letting anyone with internet access chip in toward the $4,000 goal. And that's where Sivoy is now, trying to extend his stay while also trying to figure out how to afford a flight home. Pilot Ryan Wohler says despite the friendly and welcoming locals, he knows Russia's not the kind of place you want to be with expired papers.
The Russians don't see a lot of opportunities around, your visa expired, I'm sorry. They don't see a lot of solutions. If it's expired, it's expired. You're basically in trouble.
Trouble is exactly what Sivoy's family says he's trying to avoid as they scramble to raise money for a flight to bring him home. Reporting in Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.